Well, passive smoking is equally dangerous. We are saying that two-thirds of those who die because of smoking are directly users of tobacco, but one-third are innocent victims. These are children in our houses because the father is smoking all the time, to succumb to respiratory diseases, pneumonias, bronchitis, and many other things. Others, even unborn children, develop complications. So one-third of the victims are actually non-smokers. All so right. That's why it is not your right to smoke. It's also the right of the person near you to be respected, because you're also endangering his life.
Great. Yeah. Now, Okiya, let's talk about that. How do we tackle, you know, passive smoking? Someone just comes and light a cigarette near you. How are you supposed to go about it? Because most often, if you tell them, even if you tell them politely, some get annoyed.
Yeah, I think if we go back, like the former Minister of Environment, Deng, I think tried to work on that, but it never worked because the law was not enforced. You know, when you have bylaws, for example, to do with issues that deals with cigarette, because there are cases of addiction, you find that people will not easily, by simply listening, then they will not definitely stop smoking. You need to have bylaws, and then you will also need to enforce some laws that definitely regulate smoking. For example, in South Sudan here, public smoking is not regulated. Even in the hospitals, in schools, in marketplaces, there are a lot of places where people are not supposed to smoke. But if you tell that person, no, do not smoke in public places because you have some, but it's not smoking. Maybe somebody's asthmatic, especially people who are asthmatic. They definitely die when you smoke near them. People who have got maybe issues to do, a lot of issues to do with breathing problems, they need not to inhale smoke. But now what we need to do in South Sudan here, we need to regulate the laws. We need to put on stiff and tough punishments. For example, we have the Juba City Council, who will be able to work on these bylaws. For example, putting on heavy fines in certain countries. If you smoke in public places,
you could
be fined as high as even $500, $1,000.
Yeah, or some few days in jail.
Even,
or months.
Yeah,
okay.
Probably 1 year.
Yes, Dr. Pinyi, let's talk about that. We've seen that there was a proposal to increase taxation on tobacco products. But still, we see a lot of, you know, people smoking. What is the way? How do we deal with trying to reduce consumption of tobacco in the country?
Yeah, one of them is actually to increase taxes and prices on tobacco. And this is one of the provision in the World Health Organization Framework Convention on Tobacco Control. And is abbreviated as MPOWER. So the R part, the last R, is raise taxes on tobacco. Because when you raise taxes, this may discourage many people to buy because of low income. Yeah. Especially the young guys. Because they don't have income, so they will be discouraged. This is the only way. And it's good that the Minister of Health, the government of South Sudan, have increased the tax, have doubled actually the tax to 250%. And we are expecting this to have an impact of those who are smoking.
So as Okiya mentioned earlier, there are people who get addicted to smoking, you know, and this is something sometimes they lose control over it. They want it all the time. How can these people be helped? How can an addict be helped to quit smoking?
This is a very important question. It's also all of the MPOWER. That is say, we should offer help to those who want to quit tobacco use. It's not easy to quit. First of all, they should be informed about the danger of this. And secondly, they should be determined to quit the smoking. And if they are determined, then they can be helped to quit. And there are a lot of strategies actually to help these people.
Let's go through some of these strategies. Dr. Joseph, come in here. How do we help people who want to quit but they cannot quit? There's one person who has ever said, he said that smoking is the most simplest thing to quit because he has quit it many times, meaning he quits it today, tomorrow he gets himself back. So how do you help these kind of people who really want to quit but they can't?
Yeah, actually that is a reality. Many people, they really want to. The desire to quit is there, but they're helpless because of the effect of nicotine. It's very addictive. Without it, you don't function well. So This is, and what the Ministry of Health is also, what WHO is supporting the Ministry of Health to do, is trying to integrate this into general services. For instance, some of the guidelines that we are supporting the Ministry of Health to develop to manage non-communicable diseases like high blood pressure, like diabetes, like even chronic lung problem. When a doctor sees any person who has some of these risk factors, or in fact any person who comes to his consultation room, he's supposed to find out and ask, mm-hmm. do you smoke? Mm-hmm. And once a person finds that he smokes, there are programs. There is a kind of a leaflet that can be provided with mm-hmm. some clear guidance of what someone can do. This includes also some pills that can be given that can mimic the effect of tobacco, mm-hmm. but they really don't have the tobacco itself. Some of them could just be as simple as chewing gums, that mm-hmm. if the person feels the urge, then he takes some of this. Or if he feels he wants to take, he can call on the healthcare worker to find out, to get more advice of what to do. Mm-hmm. So there are strategies like that, although most effectively in place yet, but there are already steps to put them in place. The guidelines are already mm-hmm. in the pipeline and soon will be rolled out, and eventually healthcare workers will be able to support people more.
Yes, some countries have introduced electronic cigarettes, which is said to be less or does not contain nicotine as such. But if someone wants to smoke, he just, you know, act like he smoke. Is this another way of, you know, trying to reduce smoking or the consumption of tobacco?
Well, the tobacco industry is also a very big giant in this fight. And they also have their own strategies and ways to keep the business, because the tobacco industry is one of the biggest. It's actually, the profits are more mm-hmm. than what Coca-Cola and McDonald's makes in the tobacco industry. It's huge, wow. huge. So they always come up with the strategies of how to continue smoking, like the e-cigarette that came into play.
Mm-hmm.
It is very much advertised. It's safe, it's cool, it's, you know, it's at least, but the scientists still say the same. It's mm-hmm. not any different. It doesn't okay. take away the risk.
All right. Yeah. We talked about passive smoking earlier. We talked about why we should reduce it. But as a doctor, is it even more dangerous for, let's say, pregnant mothers or lactating mothers? Because we've seen a lot. People smoke shisha and they think it's cool, sitting there taking a lot of shisha. What advice do you have? And how is the impact more worse to, like, these particular groups of people? Yes, any of you can take, but Dr. Pini, let's start with you.
Yes. Of course, second-hand smoking is just the same like somebody smoking. And as you said, they have the danger for the pregnant mothers and lactating mothers, because they have, it has an effect on the
child,
on the fetus inside mm-hmm. the womb, even the child. The child can be born deformed or with a lung or respiratory tract problem, respiratory system problem. So there is a need to protect actually the non-smokers mm-hmm. Through enforcement of law, as he said before. We need to have laws or bylaws preventing people smoking in public places, like the restaurants, in buses, in overseas, and so forth. So, mm-hmm. so as to protect the non-smokers. But this thing will take a long time to implement. It will take timeline, but it's not that difficult. But in future, we will see, you know, these being implemented
right.
and protecting people.
Dr. Joseph, at the beginning of this discussion, you mentioned about shisha being even more dangerous yeah. than smoking cigarette.
Yeah.
I want you to explain more on this.
Yeah, you see, in shisha, one session of shisha is estimated that you take around 250 or 300 puffs.
Mm-hmm.
These are puffs, the kind of, and each puff, the volume of air you take in is quite significant. You have seen how much smoke comes
yes.
from the nose or
yeah.
Shisha smoke. Yeah, so actually, when cumulatively you put this volume of air that you as someone who is taking shisha, when you put this cumulatively, the volume is significant.
Mm-hmm.
It's actually equivalent to so many sticks of tobacco someone is taking per day. So shisha is more harmful than a stick, or the effects are much more
mm-hmm.
because we know that tobacco has more than 7,000 chemicals, and 69 of those are directly related to causing cancer, like my colleague alluded to. Mm-hmm. The facts are clear. There are chemicals in tobacco smoke that cause cancer. People may say, well, my grandmother smoked for the last 70 years.
That's what I wanted to come into.
Forget about this thing of yours, but how many people have died? We are losing half of all those who are smoking.
Okay.
So it's a fact. It's not really,
That one you just mentioned about someone will say, my grandmother has been smoking for all this while. There is an old man who has been smoking since he's 20 years old or even before that, but he's now in his 80s, 70s, and it's like, if I quit now, I will die. So he's saying, actually, smoking keeps him going because it's just... Why so? I mean, why do some people smoke almost for the rest of their lives, but it doesn't really affect it that much?
Yeah, I think doctor here alluded to that we have different genetics. So for one to develop cancer, also there has to be some internal deregulation that happens that eventually leads to some of these complications. But that person who has smoked for 70 years definitely will have some tobacco-related problem. Could be poor oral hygiene, could be bath breath, could be keratinosis. So we say keratinosis, the lining of the airway becomes something else.
Mm-hmm.
The hair is lost. So this person are able to fight back bacteria or any other thing that trying to air there. So they get recurrent coughs and difficulties in breathing. Their life, but their quality of life also matters.
All right. Yeah. Okay, let's look at, basically some ways of quitting smoking. Someone ever said that the best is, if you have never tried, don't try at all. That's the best advice they can actually give. Now, what do you think? Someone already smoking, what advice do you have for them?
Actually, there are a lot of advice you can give that person. No, if you look at tobacco, that's three things. Once you don't get it free, you lose money, you buy, you lose money. Secondly, it takes life. You smoke, you buy, you smoke, and then it kills you. Thirdly, it destroys the environment because you release the carbon dioxide or carbon monoxide in the air. So it destroys the ozone layer. So the ozone layer prevents the sun heat from reaching the ground. So you can see we are experiencing a lot of global warming. That is also contributing around 20-30% of global warming, leave alone this industrial smoke. Smoking tobacco also leads to, I think, environmental degradation. So there are a lot of things. Once somebody starts smoking, I think you should be able to convince that person. In terms of health, you start with money. Follow about that person is not getting the tobacco free.
For free,
you tell him, okay, no. Why don't you use this money for different things? Instead of, for example, a stick of cigarette in Juba is £10. Assuming that you are consuming maybe 10 packets per day, that is £100.
Mm-hmm.
10 times 10. That is a lot of money. So if you calculate 10 times 30, okay, £100 times 30. That is around £3,000. That is around $1.something. If you begin to save that money, every money, even if $1, even if $2, at the end of the year, how much money do you have? Okay. I think using that logic, the person will be able to understand. Thirdly, in terms of health, we are losing a lot of people. You know, there are a lot of people saying that, oh, my grandmother, my grandmom smoked for this. But there are a lot of complications. Once somebody is a smoker, you tell him to run. Tell him to run. If he is able to run,
run for 10 minutes, and he's very tired already.
He may joke, "Okay, I'm healthy. I'm this. I did not experience problem." Tell him to run. That is the first thing.
Okay.
Even if and all.
That's another reality check right there.
Yeah.
Okay, Dr. Pinyi, finally, we've been discussing all about this tobacco, and today the aim is actually to encourage a 24-hour period of abstinence from tobacco. What message on this particular day of the World No Tobacco Day, what message do you have for those listening to us right now?
Yeah, the main message, as Dr. Law mentioned, is that tobacco kills those who smoke or expose to tobacco. Half of them, they die. So tobacco kills. This is number one. So my advice to them, those who are smoking and listening to us now, they have to quit smoking. This is the most important. Secondly, if they don't want to quit also, let them not smoke within their rooms or houses, affecting their children and women. or in public places. He should go far away from people and then he smoke. This is my advice.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Dr. Pinyi. Yes, and Dr. Joseph?
Yes, I think WHO is really looking forward to seeing that the Ministry of Health the government strengthen laws on tobacco. The WHO has a very good framework, what is called the Framework Convention for Tobacco Control. Already 181 parties are party to this treaty, and South Sudan is still not one of party to this treaty. So we are looking forward to seeing to it that South Sudan has adopts this so that we strengthen tobacco laws. And surely if we don't strengthen tobacco laws, we'll always find challenges in the fight against tobacco. The law and all those other measures, including taxes, including dangerous warnings, will all come to effect once we have the strong legal base.
All right.
Yeah.
I think my final message to all those who are smoking, I think it's good when you quit smoking. But if you did not start smoking, I'm advising you not to start, because you are losing three things. You are losing your health, you are losing money, and then you're also destroying the environment. And we are trying to say that the taxes that are levied on this cigarette should also be used to fund some of these activities. For example, if the government is taxing 250%, why don't they use 100% for these activities? Ministry of Health doesn't have funding for these activities. Even WHO, they did not prioritize it because their donors did not give them funding for these activities. Even locally here, we can fund this project. If we use part of these taxes for these activities, we can do a lot of things.
Okay.
I think this is my only advice.
All right, thank you.